Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Carolyn DeLay. We're going to be talking about a Christmas tour of homes. Good morning to you, Carolyn.
Good morning.
Carolyn, it's time this December 4th for the Christmas walk, the tour of homes, to see everybody's decorations. And you've been generous enough to say your home is going to be open to folks. Have you ever done this before?
No.
Anywhere? Okay.
No.
So it'll be a new experience for you.
It will
be. And you're kind of new to Atlanta.
Yes, I'm just shy of being here a year. Came during the first snowstorm last year in December.
That creates some memories, I'm sure, when you were moving in. And,
it does.
Yes. I hope it went okay. Did it cause you any big problems?
Oh, besides getting stuck outside East St. Louis for a day, no problems.
Yeah, I'd say that's something you're going to go, oh, that's not one of the things I wanted to do, but anyhow, here you are. So that's great. Okay, Carolyn, let's talk a little bit about, first of all, what's your address?
606 Maple.
Okay, and I'm sure there'll be something outside by the front to let people know that's where it is. Let's talk about, as people come into your house, what's the first room? What are they going to kind of see first?
They'll be coming into my living room and seeing the open stairway upstairs and then the fireplace and the big Christmas tree.
Though you have some wonderful features to decorate around it, an open stairway. Give us a little hint of what you're doing with your stairway.
Well, there's going to be some garland and some nutcrackers around.
Okay.
From Germany.
Okay. We'll talk a little more about that. What about the fireplace? I think that's such a great opportunity to decorate.
Oh, I have lots of things around the fireplace. That's where my reindeer collection is.
Okay. Tell us a little more about the reindeer collection, how that gets started. You have big ones,
It just got started, and I started collecting. Had little sleighs with reindeer and have stuffed reindeer and just kept adding to it, and that's where it is. That's where the stockings are hung.
Okay. Once you sort of started collecting, did other people say, oh, this is what we're going to give Carolyn for her birthday? This is all yours?
Nope. This is just all mine.
Okay. Very good. Okay. So we're going to stop in the living room, see your stairway, and look at the fireplace. Then are we going to get to go upstairs?
I don't know which direction everybody's going, whether they're going to be going on into the dining room on the first floor or whether they're going to go upstairs first.
Okay. Either way, let's talk about the dining room and then we'll come back upstairs.
The dining room is just, that's where my big cart will be with my presents, and my village will be on my buffet, and the table will be set.
Okay. A big cart with presents. That sounds interesting.
I can't put them all out because it might give things away.
Okay. Okay. From the dining room, what's our next stop?
You could go back down the hallway to the bathroom and the bedroom in the back. And the bathroom will have things like birds in them. Okay. And the back bedroom is all Santa.
Oh, you have a Santa collection, too.
I do have a Santa collection. Yes, I do.
Isn't it interesting how we start collecting? You go, oh, this one is so cute. This one, I just have to have this one.
Well, I started dividing the decorations up and decided I have things enough for each room.
All right. And so is there another bedroom on that floor?
No, just the one bedroom downstairs. And then there's my music room, and it will have angels and music, all things music, and the tree music, a nativity set.
Okay. And where do we go next? Are we ready to go upstairs now? Or no,
no,
we stop in the kitchen.
We have to stop in the kitchen.
Yes.
And that will be an old-fashioned kitchen with home canned goods in it and a gingerbread corner and my dog's little corner.
Does your dog get a tree?
He has a tree.
Okay. How many trees do you have total? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea. I have one fairly nice size one for each room, plus some little small ones and there.
So now are we ready to go upstairs? We've been to
yes,
the kitchen.
Well, we'll come.
Okay.
Well, no, not quite. We have to go to the sunroom, and that's where I have all of my Husker things are in my sunroom. And I have my Husker Christmas tree in there. And
Husker.
Yes.
Well, one thing about Huskers, it's certainly a Christmas color.
It is. And it blends in well.
Yes, absolutely. And you'll have some people who will just absolutely love it.
And some who won't.
Some who won't. Maybe take a quick trip through there and on to the next. Okay,
right.
What's next?
Then we can go upstairs. And there's a bathroom upstairs, and it'll be all the snowmen are up in the bathroom.
Okay.
And the big bedroom is done in Victorian with angels and pink and white. And there's another back bedroom that is done in blue and silver and snowflakes.
Okay. Carolyn, one of the things that I think is really special about this, in addition just to enjoying everybody's home, is getting great ideas. You know, you've already given me some ideas about some of your themes and your colors and so on. So, and there's still time if people want to add to their own decorations. They can take some of your ideas. And
they certainly can.
Yeah, very good. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about, because you did live in Germany for several years, how you've kind of brought that back to your home and how you celebrate Christmas.
Well, I have several small little Christmas tree decorations that we use, and my Advent candle that scene that is done in Germany, and just the whole setup.
Okay, and you mentioned nutcrackers. Is that
something? I have nutcrackers, yes.
More than one.
More than one.
Okay, and those and that's pretty traditional in Germany, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I think there's some great artists who have done from Germany who've done the nutcrackers.
I have one that's a bar stool.
Oh, now that's unusual.
We had two, but I have one.
All right, very good. And were there any traditions that you did for Christmas in Germany that you've adapted here, or is it pretty much the same?
It's about the same. One of the traditions that we often have done, and not so much since my kids have gotten older, is on December 6th is St. Nicholas Day, and children in Germany would put their shoe outside the door, and then St. Nicholas would come and put little gifts in the shoes. So our kids have adapted that, you know, mm-hmm. to the tradition of Christmas. And then one year that was special in Germany, we had friends that we met in Greece. And then after we got transferred back to the States and then back to Germany, they got transferred to Germany. And they spent 2 weeks with us over Christmas. And we did several different things, you know, went down to the Munster and had the service, but we hung the Christmas stockings and then we put coal in them.
That's kind of a tale, isn't it?
But it
I'm
is
not
a
sure
tale.
How many people do that?
No, it was a funny tale. We had a second set of stockings that we
oh,
didn't
okay.
give them.
But to find coal is not, I mean, like people want to do that here now, just to go find coal is not.
No, I'm having trouble finding coal around
right.
so that I can put some coal out. But
there, you might have to use briquettes. I don't
right
know.
There, we use coal.
All right, and what I want you to think back a little bit in time. You know, when you were growing up, was there a special Christmas, a special gift that you just go, "Oh yeah, I remember that one well"?
No, I don't think there was anything particular one special Christmas. They all seem special.
Okay. And you have brothers and sisters?
I have one brother.
Is he older or younger?
He's 5 years younger.
Uh-huh. So did you on Christmas, you know, you were 5 years older, you kind of saw all of his excitement? You know, I'm thinking as you grow up, when you're 15 and he's 10, he surely had a different aspect of Christmas than you did.
He did, but it was the same as all the other kids that were around. They all seemed like they wanted the traditional cap guns and cowboy things and different Christmas items that all the other kids wanted
yeah,
too.
Yeah. What was on your Christmas list when you were 10 or 12 or 15? Any special thing you remember that was on my list? What about dolls? Were you a doll fan?
No, not particularly. Yeah. I had a few dolls around, but
you know, for some people, that was just like the thing. And for others of us, it was like, well, they're okay. And
I know. My daughter was into the Barbie dolls,
okay.
but not me.
Yeah, okay. Well, you've given us a flavor of what you're going to be doing for your at your home. And we want to come visit you. And again, give us your address, Carolyn.
It's at 606 Maple.
Okay, and easy to find.
It's easy to find. I have decorations outside and a big creche in my empty lot next door.
Okay, very good. In your empty lot, you're just all decorated everywhere. So we want to be sure to see Carolyn, and remember, this is to benefit the Victim Services Family Crisis Support Network, and we want to thank you very much, Carolyn DeLay, for being here and for being a hostess for this Christmas walk.
Thank you very much for having me.
Did you know a thing to remember is the body manifests what the mind harbors?